Cassie, good morning.
Hi there, Tess. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Not a problem.
So to start, good to have you on. So to start off with, how did you get into fashion?
So I've always had a love for fashion since a young age. I think when I was growing up, I always had that distinct style and a love for colour. And it wasn't until maybe high school where I started to learn fashion illustration and sewing that I was able to actually realise I wanted to do designing because I had those skills then.
And so now at Fashion Week, you've showcased your collection, Eurasia. Could you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, so my collection's actually about my culture being a half-caste Filipino and Australian. And I was looking at the traditional craftsmanship of Asian culture and Western streetwear. And I think with my travels overseas to Asia, I always sort of picked up that traditional sort of dress wear and I would make it modern. That's just what my thing is about. So it's that typical saying, same, same, but different that you have in Asia. And I think that's why people can sort of relate to something that they've seen before, but I've introduced something new.
It sounds absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
What was it like seeing your work on the Fashion Week runway?
It was pretty crazy. I actually didn't see it until after the collection had fully gone through. So I'm just sort of seeing it on Vogue and stuff like that, just the same as you guys.
Just casually.
Yeah.
What was it like backstage?
So backstage was pretty manic. I was meant to actually have two dresses, being my mum and sister, but I really wanted them to watch the show. So luckily I was last. All my friends sort of chipped in and helped me dress. But yeah, it was crazy.
It sounds pretty insane.
Yeah.
So where do you go from here now? What can we expect to see next from you?
So I still want to be giving sort of the same similar designs because what I showed you was my signatures. So more prints, more embellishment. A lot of mix and match of colours. You'll see a few sort of guest appearances on TV, but I'm not really allowed to say anything about that yet.
And just before I do let you go, Cassie, what advice would you give for any other aspiring fashion students or young designers?
I would definitely say keep at it. Make sure you sort of master all of the skills. So whether you go to TAFE or a private college, make sure you do sort of build that relationship with your teachers because they're there to help you. And interning and work experience, all those things, you really do need to do that.
Well, Cassie, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thank you, Tess. Bye.